Hello. I understand that you have this library all to yourself and feel like you can make any noise without disturbing anyone since it's late into the night. However, I cannot let you disregard one of the main rules of a library just because you're here alone. Having a hard time concentrating? I would think it'll be easier without you creating a ruckus. I can hear you all the way from the first floor, I'll have you know. Wait, so you're stressed out that this assignment is due tomorrow? I'm not going to ask. I know college students have it rough, but I do want to ask you to please keep it on the low at least if you're trying to finish your assignment. Ugh, goodness, you look tired too. Can't even hold a conversation with me without bobbing your head. Young man? Hey. If you're going to pass out or fall asleep, I'm going to keep you company to make sure you don't drool on my books. There's no students here besides you, so more than anything, I can watch over you and help you focus so you can go home early and get more sleep. Seems like you need it. No need to thank me. I'm mostly concerned that you might wet my books if you do end up conking out and drooling all over it. So, chop chop, what do you need to get done? Anatomy class? Well, there are a few books in the library that can help you with that. What is your professor having you do on this assignment? Female and male sexual reproduction assignment. Goodness, forget the books. I could easily just give you an on-hands experience instead. Plus, I am quite well versed when it comes to those anatomy. I could teach you a thing or two. I see I got your full attention. As if you snap out of your tired state just to fuck the librarian, huh? Although predictable, I find it quite cute. What do you say, I'll be sure to treat you well and be gentle as well. Now, scoot your chair out so I can give you a nice anatomy lesson. It's late, and I doubt any student is going to come to campus this late, unless they're in a similar situation as you. Just relax. I'm sure me helping you take the edge off will also improve in you learning and absorbing information. My. Nice and rock hard for me to suck. How does that feel? That's your penis head, or in scientific terms, the glands. And the hole peeking out is your urethral. I know some boys love to experiment with this hole, especially, but I doubt you're into that. I'll be pleasuring your staff. I'll be pleasuring your shaft. I hope you're absorbing all of these information as you're absorbing the pleasure of my mouth taken in your cock. Oh. Oh, good down my throat there. Oh, yes, right under your gland is the frenulum. I know most loves having theirs pleasure here. Seems like you do as well. Now, do you recall all of that? Good boy. And for that, I shall make you come with my mouth. Don't be shy. Give it all to me. I can feel you're getting close with how your cock is twitching. Oh, sweetie, don't be shy. I can tell all the college professors have been stressing you out. The least I can do is take all of your cum. Oh, good boy. Huh? You got rock hard instantly. What is up with young men these days and their stamina? More like, what are they feeding you guys? Oh, no matter. I can take this lesson a bit more further. Yes, lay down for me. I'm going to teach you about female reproductive organ, the vagina. Never thought you'd be fucking a hot Liberian lady? Well, lucky you. Get ready to get face full of pussy. Oh, how does it feel having my pussy squishing your face, I was really wet when I was sucking your cock. Now, most men don't quite know where the clit is, so I shall show you. It's right here. Some women can orgasm from it and some can't. But don't fret. She has a spot inside her pussy that can make her cream and melt under you. Now, before we move on, make me feel good by licking and sucking on my clit. That's your next assignment, dearie. Fuck. I love face sitting so much. Your face and mouth feel so good. Yes. Just like that. What a good boy. Your mouth and tongue feels amazing. Oh. I can't hear you when your mouth is full. Tell me after you make me come. I'm getting close. Fuck. Sorry. Seems like it came all over your face from that. Yes. When you make a woman feel amazing, she just can't help but squirt. But it does vary from women to women. For me, I'm a whole water park. Now, to reward you for making me come, I'll let you fuck my pussy. Think of it as your last on-hand lesson from me. Come here. I'm all nice and spread out on the table for you. My pussy is so nice and wet where he could just easily slip your cock in. What's the matter? Are we going to bring that up? Yes, I did get on your case about you being loud, but if it's just the two of us, and this is a tutoring session, so I don't see anything wrong with us being a little loud. Don't worry too much about the little details. Come here and have some fun with me, please. Could have just told me you wanted a kiss. That's okay. Come here. I don't mind it at all. I want more of you. Fuck. You're making this Liberian want even more of you. My dear. Please. Shove your cock at me. Fuck! Oh, shit. I think I squirted a bit too. Move your hip. Go at any speed you want. I can take it. Fuck yes. Just like that. Right there. It feels so hot. Fucking the library without any consequences. Especially being able to moan as loud as I want. Fucking you feels fucking amazing. Come to me. You're getting close. Come inside me. I don't want to clean up cum stains off the library floor now. Be sure to dump all of your load inside of me. Ha 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 okay there? Finally feel stress-free? More tar than ever? Oh dear, I do apologize. I thought that would help. As long as you enjoy it as well, it makes me happy. But I'm sure you still want company to help you study and finish your assignment now, since you have a much more clear mind. Oh, before I do all that, let me get us cleaned up and help you study and finish whatever assignment you have. Oh, I'm just trying to find my plug so I can plug up my pussy, so your cum doesn't go spilling everywhere in my library. I love breeding, but that's for another day. Thank you for making me come too, big boy. I hope that I get to see you more often in the library for more lessons and tutoring.